Sins were not a problem. They were easy to come by. In my childhood days, we'd start off with prayer in the morning, and if you don't, and we'd go to school with friends, and we'd come back home with friends. And the rest of the day would be spent playing baseball, our version, right? Running around the yard and doing our own little thing. Where I come from, we used to climb mango trees and cut them. We didn't ask for permission. We just cut them and we enjoyed them. It was the best thing. And we played a game called hopscotch. You know about it? Hopscotch? That was our childhood days. And in the day while playing, we realized, hey, hang on. It's time for mom and dad to come home. So we'd go into the shower, into the bath, clean up, get ready, and we'd act like we were angels during the course of the day. And yes, Durban was great. It was a lovely place. So one day, my father comes home and says, listen, I've got a promotion. And we are going to leave to go to Johannesburg. As children, wow, this is going to work. They say it's a place of gold. Got no idea what we were waiting for, you know. So we move up to Joburg. But life was different when we got here. This place was dry. There was mine dumps. At first, as a child, when I looked at it, I said, it's warm, but it's snow. You know, here friends was a serious problem. You know what? They didn't like me. And I didn't like them. So getting friends was a serious problem here. And it took ages to make friends and get friends. But in our hearts, we missed home. Home as we knew it. Home. That's what Abraham called Ur. Abraham, a city boy. Abraham, he had a city life and a city wife. He had a strong sense of family. But he also lived under his father's nose. He had a rich life, but their boundaries were blurred. You see, back in the day, Abraham worshipped, or his family worshipped the moon and the stars. But Hebrew tradition suggests that Abraham and Sarai did not partake in their family's worship. In fact, in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 2, the God of glory appeared to Abraham and said, leave your land and go to the place that I will show you. He had no inheritance. He had nothing to start off with, but he chose to follow God. Imagine that. God says, go. You have no idea where to. And you have nothing. You have no money to your name. You have nothing. What about us? In what land is our spirituality today? Do you desire a deeper relationship with God? And it is in my belief and understanding that each and every one of us that is here today are not at a place where we should be. And we should be desiring a deeper relationship with God. Are we on that side of the fence that says, Lord, I will do your will if I can only date Jack? Now, coming from this side of the pulpit, doesn't sound good, Jack. or Mary, whoever it is, do we have compromise in our lives? You know, compromise is the one thing that will slow us down in our relationship with God. Compromise is going to challenge us. It does not challenge us. Sorry. Compromise does not challenge us. And it does not like us to go to extremes in our life. You see, you are not alone. God has not intended for our journey to be traveled alone. I'm going to read from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verses 9 to 12. It says, two people are better than one. They can help each other in everything they do. Suppose either of them fall down, then the one can help the other one up. But suppose a person falls down and does not have anyone to help them up, then feel sorry for that person. Or suppose two people lie down together, then they'll keep warm. But how can one person keep warm alone? One person could be overpowered, but two people can stand up for themselves. And a rope made out of three cords is not easily broken. It's hard when you are alone. You know, for the few people that I've spoken to, the one thing that they've said, you do not know what it's like when I go home and no one's around, I close those doors. You don't know how I sob because it's lonely out there. Friends, you are not alone. I want to encourage you to be accountable to someone. You know, even myself. Sometimes I falter and sometimes I fail. But I have that circle of friends, close friends, that will hold me accountable and that I can go to and say, I messed up. And we pray about it. And sometimes it's discipline. Be accountable. Find someone that you can confide in. When God tells you to go, He has a reason. God is never aimless. God is never aimless. When He tells us to leave our lives of sin, He wants us to proceed into a life of victory. All God told Abraham about the destination is that He would show him. Nothing more. Think about Paul and Silas. When they were arrested, did they know how God would come through for them? Think about Jonah. Jonah was shaking in his boots, if there was any boots that time. Did he know what would be the outcome at Nineveh? Moses knew that the people will be delivered. But did Moses know the hardships he was going to face, the accusations he was going to face? No, he did not. God will tell us about the destination in our lives. But all He'll tell us is that He will show it to us when the time is right. The only way that we are going to find out where God wants us is when we walk with Him and we build our relationship with God. It is not God's responsibility to build a relationship with you. It is our responsibility to grow a relationship with God and to maintain it. Friends, when you get close, God will show you that destination. Do I regret coming to Joburg? Well, I didn't have a choice. But no, I do not. After all these years, do we see or do I see God's plan or God's hand in this move? Yes, I do. I want to encourage you today. Let us not settle for Haran. Let us go the distance with the Lord. Come on. We cannot be satisfied with things the way they are now. Your spirituality. Go deeper. Dig deeper. And trust God. And He, at the right time, will show you the destination. You know, this in life, there's so many things that you want to do. There's places that you want to go. But are we truly trusting in God? Take my hand, Lord, and show me. And I will follow. I want to close off by reading or referring to this morning scripture from the book of Isaiah chapter 41. Now I'm going to start it from verses 9. And it says, I gathered you from one end of the earth to the other. From the farthest places on earth, I brought you together. I said, you are my servants. I have chosen you. I have not turned my back on you. So do not be afraid, I am with you. Do not be terrified, I am your God. I will make you strong and help you. I will hold you safe in my hands. I will always do what is right. I think there's that song, it's scripture. I think it's a scripture. It says, when you walk, it's scripture. When you walk through the water, you will not be drowned. When you pass the fire, you will not be burned. If you will only walk with the Lord. If you will only walk with the Lord. I'm going to do something a bit unusual this evening, Pastor Keith. I want you to pair up together, please. Preferably with someone you don't know, but everyone knows everyone here. Pair up with somebody. Pair up with somebody, and then I'm going to give you instruction. So, the promise is that the journey, you will get through the journey, but it's not going to be easy. There's no promise for smooth roads. There's going to be a hailstorm. There's going to be a thunderstorm. There's going to be rocky roads. Right? That's life. But remember, the Lord is with you. And this is what I would like you to do. To pray for one another. Lord, don't take the rocky roads away. Lord, don't take the hail away. Pray that we will survive the storm as long as you are with us. Can you do that?